Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tuesday that feels like a Monday for a very good reason. You're all part of a wonderful event. I hope we were all part of a wonderful event yesterday known as Memorial Day. I hope you found one to take in. Maybe you were inspired by what I thought was one of the more fun and important programs I've ever been a part of. That was Friday's program from Minot with so many wonderful listeners with some just insightful commentary and some great tributes to the veterans, remembering those that had died, would serve this country. God bless you. That was great. Really enjoyed it. Had a great time. In fact, I've been thinking about it ever since. And up at 2 and including yesterday's trip out to Ashby, Minnesota, where I was at what I think might be the best small town Memorial Day celebration ever. Well, for that matter, just period. You know what I mean? Because it just was incredible. I'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program. This morning, we do have breaking news out of Grand Forks today, and early this morning, at a Walmart along 32nd Avenue South in Grand Forks, it's the Walmart, there are two in Grand Forks, but it is the one Walmart that has been there for many, many years, there was an incident about 1:04, shortly after midnight, I guess, the police responded around 1 in the morning. Out of the Walmart Supercenter there. Two people are dead after a shooting there. One other injured by gunshot wound, believed to be non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the gunshots. But three people in total, one including the shooter, died, according to what we know. Spoke a bit ago with the lieutenant from the Grand Forks Police Department, Derek Zimmel, who's providing information on this. And they plan to put out a press release with a few more details once they have family notifications completed. They thought in the next few hours. And then we'll follow that. When that happens, if it happens during the program, we'll bring it to you live here so you can hear that and know what happened. Pretty amazing eyewitness report as well, and we'll hear that before the end of the program as well from a gentleman by the name of Andy Legg, who was interviewed by WDAZ and a reporter that was on the scene there. There is one other element to this story. The Air Force Department of Investigations is involved. Office of Special Investigations is what it's called. And according to the Grand Forks Air Force Base, a local airman was involved in the shooting, but we don't know whether that is as a victim or as a shooter, don't know. Those are the important details at this point on what we know. Coming up on the program today, it's Tuesday. What do we do on Tuesday? We partner up with our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we talk ag issues. And Pete Hannibut, Director of Public Policy, will be here later this, next hour on the program. We're also going to talk with the folks from IBAND. And to talk a little bit about an issue we dealt with last week, IBAND is the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota. Dwight Keller, their vice president, a fifth-generation rancher. Ranchers down at the Broken Heart Ranch south of Mandan is going to join us. And the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota is not ready to give up the ghost on country of origin labeling yet. Other beef groups are. We'll find out why. And welcome your input on that issue today on the program as well. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, is here from 550 K-Fire.
Hello.
Did you have a good holiday, Todd?
I did, you know, and the rain, it rained pretty much all yesterday morning, but it was subsiding right about the time the Veterans Memorial at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery was going on. So,
how many people would you say attend that event? It looks like a huge crowd.
They say a few thousand, which if you try to park a few thousand people out there is a bit of an ambitious project. But some 300 bikers lead a trail down there starting at about 11 a.m. in Bismarck, and then they go down. It's south of Mandan, for those who are not familiar. And so imagine some 300 bikes going through Bismarck and through part of Mandan and then on down. And then everybody else ends up coming out there. But I'm glad the weather was able to kind of clear up for it. That was great.
Yes, that reminds me, there is a video, about a five-minute video on the Cape Fire Facebook page. I'll share it on the Scott Hammond page, too, and maybe we can do it on What's on Your Mind as well,
yeah,
huh?
I'll get that
so
there.
So you can see that.
It is awesome cool. When you watch that. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, so if you didn't see that, check that out. You know what? I really found myself hooked to Facebook this weekend. And I you know, if most of my Facebook work is related to the show. So I'll go and look for something that might be of interest or that's trending. Same with Twitter, literally to decide. A lot of times on the weekend or in the evening, we'll put something up just to find out if it interests you, our audience, and then, you know, the best of the best, the cream that rises to the top, we end up talking about it on the air. But other than that, I don't know. Social media sometimes makes me crazy.
But did you see the bald eagle at Fort Snelling?
Well, I did.
Star Tribune had. I mean, you can't look at that and not be moved that on Memorial Day.
No, I actually read about that in the Star Tribune and then found it online and posted it this weekend. And but what I was about to say is, that, you know, well, social media has its good and its bad. Let's just leave it at that for now. I thought this weekend, leading into Memorial Day and the holiday, it was some of the best social media I've ever seen. Family members posting stories about loved ones that had died who served, you know, pictures of their gravestone. I mean, incredible. All kinds of really neat stories. That eagle at Fort Snelling being one of them, which is a few years old, but they brought it back and wrote a story about it. There was a story in the Fargo Forum or the Grand Forks Herald, I forget which, about why it is we call Memorial Unions. You know, there was just some really neat things out there. And I have to admit something. Because of Facebook, I learned, my cousin, Mike Stokes, posted a photo of one of my favorite uncles, my favorite uncle, okay? On Facebook, I said one of my favorite uncles because I didn't want to offend every other cousin, right? But Uncle Hank was my favorite cousin, my favorite uncle. He was just, we spent a lot of time with Hank and Marie Stokes in Taunton, Minnesota. And Marie lives down in Marshall, Minnesota. And we just spent a lot of time in Taunton. I mean, for instance, if I remember when my sister Nancy was born, my sister Jill and I stayed with Hank and Marie and their cousins, and they were just in our hometown of Montevideo a lot, and we just spent a lot of time with them. I am embarrassed to say I didn't know my Uncle Hank served in World War II. Didn't know. Did not know until this weekend, okay? And I see the post. I started a conversation with my cousin Mike, say, you know, I didn't ever talk to him about it. What did he tell you about it? I learned a couple of things. One, he was in Okinawa. Two, he was in Pearl Harbor a few days after of the bombing. Here's my favorite. My Uncle Hank had a brother, Richard, and I didn't actually know Richard, okay? But he was born while he was deployed in World War II. My Uncle Hank did not meet his own brother, Richard, until that boy was 4 years old. Until he was 4 years old. Now, think about that level of sacrifice, folks. Mom, Dad, see ya. Off to war. Don't see each other for 4 years. Now, there's a lot of sacrifices at every level of anybody that serves in the military. But think about that. Think of our deployments now. Incredible. I mean, there's leave in between there. There's FaceTime. There's email. There's ways to catch up. 4 years gone, completely detached from the family. And that I thought that was an incredible story. But what I really was, I felt bad about is that I just, my love for those who served really came as a result of Honor Flight and in my later years and getting a chance to be up close with World War II veterans who were brought to Washington, D.C. to see the memorial built in their honor. And I didn't spend enough time even learning about my own family. Found out about another uncle buried at Fort Snelling, as a matter of fact. There are three uncles at Fort Snelling. So really, really cool things. And it struck me. I was in Ashby, Minnesota yesterday, and tell you what, really got a chance to meet a lot of really fun, nice listeners. By the way, a shout out to Marsha Rose And Marcia and her husband, Bill, are big listeners of the program. And Marcia sent me a note. She said, saw and heard you this morning in Ashby. Thank you for your message. I loved that the first graders had such a great presentation after your message of younger people carrying on with the message of today. And that was my takeaway. They do a really neat thing in Ashby, Minnesota, where they have the first graders come every year. And I posted on Facebook a photo of one of the first graders at the program yesterday and a first grader who was 73, but as a first grader in 1947, performed on that same stage. All right? So, you know, she wasn't obviously a first grader anymore, but as the first grader, in 1947, the 73-year-old woman came up to me and said, I was one of those first graders once. And so I actually have a photo of her and the first grader from yesterday. But that really connects the youngsters to the importance of this program. I think more of us could take a little something away from Ashby, Minnesota. It's a great idea. More on that when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to send your email notes. We're going to talk about country of origin labeling coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Should it go away as a result of the WTO now for a fourth time citing the U.S. as being illegal in using country of origin labeling? Or should the battle continue? Some beef groups say enough already, let's move on. Others are saying let's keep fighting, and one of those is the Independent Beef Association in North Dakota. We're going to talk with their vice president coming up here in a little bit, Pete Hannibal from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, next hour on the program. Were you at a Memorial Day celebration yesterday? What was the best part of it? Here's what we need to worry about, friends, in my mind. Before I get into my little mini rant here, it won't be a full-blown rant. If it turns into a full-blown rant, Todd, you let me know. John will he'll give a yank on the collar if I go too rantish.
A yank on the collar.
Yeah, yeah.
So in other words, I'm only supposed to use this as it pertains to the president being named. Okay, got it.
I don't know. You can use that. I don't care. If you want to do the audio version of the yank on the collar, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's ready just in case.
Either that or find a dog yelp. And that would mean you pulled the collar. Here's what I wanted to tell you about. Polar Service Center has some Challenger pumps now, and at a price so good I can't even tell you the price. And if you haul water, you know what a Challenger pump is. It's the best, right? A lot of folks have always a spare on, just you know, one on and then a spare. Okay. Anyway, they have a really, really, a really good deal. Like I said, well, tell me the price. And they said, well, if we do, it's just going to cause problems with competitors because we got a great price here that's better than anybody. And just trust me, tell them to call us. But they bought it like a truckload of them. And because the price is so good, they're flying off the shelf. So they thought they'd get through June, but they're not sure now. So it's a limited time. They have like a $15 million inventory. 20,000 SKUs at Polar Service Center. Basically, if there's a tank part you need, they have it. Simple as that. At the Polar Service Center in Killdeer or in Billings. And right now, these Challenger pumps, really, really good deal, if you get the idea. They deliver. Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, Minot, two out of their Killdeer location. In Billings, by the way, they have collision repair. If you need a tank wash, get $100 off your first one if you just mention me at Polar Service Center. Highway 22 North, top of the hill, look for the big sign at Killdeer. Or on the north side of I-90 in Billings, exit 452 or 455. Okay, so here's my mini little rant. A friend of mine, I'll tell you who it was, Senator Tom Campbell, up in Grafton, sent a video of the Memorial Day service in Grafton, North Dakota. His dad's Bob Barry there. I called Tom, actually, to tell him I was thinking about his dad on the way back from Ashby. Because I've read the book about his dad and the heroism and the fate, just incredible. It's a really neat story. If you get folks up in Grafton, probably know it. But anyway, he sent a video that was of the service at Memorial Day. And, you know, there were not very many kids there. And Tom remembered being, as a kid, you know, picking up the casings. All the shells from the gun, the casings, and, you know, going out and putting flags on the graves. And that wasn't happening anymore in Grafton. Now, I left the event in Ashby just inspired because I asked the kids. I told the story about my Uncle Hank and that I'd found information as a 50-year-old guy about an uncle who I loved that I didn't even know served in World War II, which is just, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed by it. All right? And I told that story there, and I encouraged the kids that were there. I asked them to stand, 20 and under. I said, please stand. Third of the crowd, 20 and under. Okay? And there was a big crowd, standing room only in Ashby. Probably 400 or 500 people there in Ashby, Minnesota. And I don't know what the population of Ashby is, but it's not much more than 400 or 500. I mean, everybody was there. Okay? And by the way, I'm bragging on Ashby because I was there. And obviously at the memorial... at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan, there's thousands there. That is the premier event, and I've always said that. But if you've gone to a small-town event and seen what I'm describing in Ashby, tell me, okay? Because I don't want to just – I want to make sure that other people know that. But I encourage the kids just to find family members and have a conversation with them and to keep this tradition going. I said, look around you. This will not continue if you don't do it. And what they've done in Ashby, and I don't know how many years this has gone on, but they've had the first grade class perform. Well, then the grandparents and the parents and the aunts and the uncles and everybody come, right? And then they realize what a great celebration is, and they just keep coming. So it grows. It's not dying. And Grafton looked to me like it was dying. Not enough young kids there. So, you know, if you feel like it's dying in your community, get the kids involved is what I'm saying. And, you know, instill in them this love of those who died serving their country. Get them fired up about it. Get them involved, and they'll keep it going. I still can't believe it, and I have a series of photos, again, Facebook.com/Scott Hinnon, from the event in Ashby, one of which is with a first grader who was there, Charles Erickson. He and all of that. I have pictures of all the first graders up there. Charles Erickson and I, a little first grader, and 73-year-old June Lavaler, who was on the stage 47 years ago. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And so, you know, again, I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but at least 47, and the results show. Good idea. Good idea to get the kids involved, because I don't know about you, but most of these Memorial Day events I go to, most of the Veterans Day events I go to, you know, the average age is, and God bless them. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying they're not going to continue if we don't get young people there. The other thing I would like to say before we end the recap, if you will, on Memorial Day weekend, every day ought to be Memorial Day, to tell you the truth. And it doesn't need to be sad. What's sad is forgetting these people who've died, who served. That's sad. It's not somber to remember somebody. Remember them fondly. That's doing their memory, that's doing their life on this earth some good. We've got some work to do on Vietnam vets. I talked about that yesterday, too, and a lot of the folks I talked to at the Legion after came up and said, boy, I really appreciate you mentioning Vietnam vets. And I don't know why. I think it's because it's not done enough. We've got work to do. We've definitely got work to do in that regard. And I'm noodling an idea where we call on you in the audience to send us the names of your loved ones who served in Vietnam so we can thank them by name. Name and town, rank, whatever. What do you think of that? You know, in other words, just every day mention a name. And hopefully that'll inspire others to find people they know in their circle, at work, at home, and their family that served in Vietnam and say, you know what, thank you. You didn't get the proper thank you when you came home, but you're getting one now. Shake their hand. Just a simple little thing. You don't have to go out of your way to do anything other than just a pat on the back and say thank you. You see somebody wearing a Vietnam vet cap, or that you find out was a member of the military in Vietnam, do that. I think that would help me at least think we've righted the wrong. I don't know what you think of that idea, but that's one I'm noodling. And I didn't hear the yank on the collar, so I think I'm safe. Didn't hear the dog yelp, so I think I'm safe there anyway.
I'm not going to play a dog yelp. You want to abuse a dog, you do it. I'm not going to abuse a pet to make a point.
You can abuse me. More coming up here. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a Petrosphere of USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a Petrosphere of USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a Petrosphere of USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. They've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a Petrosphere of USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a Petrosphere of USA location near you, Petrosphere USA, helping America fuel better.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, the host of What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, Scott Hennen, Todd the Radio God Mitchell here, trying to check in with the Grand Forks Police Department during the break and find out when we expect that press conference on the shooting that left two dead, one injured. By the way, an update from the All True Health System in Grand Forks, the injured victim is in satisfactory condition. Non-life-threatening injuries is all we knew before and now upgraded to satisfactory condition with that gunshot. So that's good news to report as well from All True Health Systems Day. So we have that for you, and expect information on more details to be released in the next few hours, and then a press release to follow. If it happens during the program, we will carry it for you live right here on What's On Your Mind. Just wanted to let you know that. Okay, let's see here. What else we got going? It's Ag Day today. On Tuesdays, we like to talk agriculture. A lot of moisture this weekend. Hopefully not too much for you. Wherever you were, just the right amount, right? Plant rain. That's the way to do it. And looks to me like most of the planting got done before the rain anyway. And if you're not done yet, I'm feeling for you. A little bit of a wait here. North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you the program. If you go to ndfb.org, there is membership benefits that are incredible. It costs about $50 a year to be a North Dakota Farm Bureau member. And there are many benefits to that, but one of my favorite is the fact that if you rent a car from Avis, you get a discount. If you buy a Beltone hearing aid, you get a discount. If you buy a Case IH tractor, you get a discount. You getting the idea? I want to stay at a Choice Hotel. You get a discount. Number of hotels, actually. Wyndham is in there as well. Buying a Polaris, discount. Go to Open Road Honda over Mandan. Buying a generator, save money. Office Depot. How about this one? Chevy, GM, and Buick. Any discount you get at the dealership still stands. And you buy any 2014 or 2015 Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicle, you get an additional benefit. And is it 500 a rig? I think it's 500 bucks, whatever you buy. So it really is incredible. They have an actual certificate that you print out on the NDFB website. $500 off your next Chevy, GMC, or Buick, and that's above everything else. I know folks that have done this on fleets and saved thousands of dollars. Member Advantage, North Dakota Farm Bureau. Check it out, ndfb.org. Country of origin labeling. Is it time to give up the ghost? The WTO doesn't like it. They have ruled now four times that the U.S. is in violation for using them. This has caused the Stockmen Association and others including Congressman Kevin Cramer, to say, you know what, four losses, now the Canadians can retaliate and are allowed to do so under our WTO rules. It's time to give up the ghost. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota is not ready to quit that soon. Dwight Keller, the vice president for District 1, here to tell us a little bit about this. I had a commentary last week on it, and that prompted a call from Kenny Grainer, who's a brother of a good buddy of mine, Eugene Grainer, from Heartland Investor Services. And he said, hey, here's why you're wrong. And I said, well, come on the program. Let's talk about it. So Dwight was good enough to do that. Dwight, how are you?
Morning. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. Thanks for joining us today in the program. And encourage others, if you have an opinion for or against this, call 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Text your comments in or email them at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So my thought is it's time to go a different direction. Why am I wrong here, Dwight?
Well, I guess the main reason is we need to stay the course, and Canada and Mexico have to prove that there is damages, and there's a lot of research out there to prove that they're getting have gained more on their products since COOL's been implemented than we have on ours. The imports have been up from Canada and Mexico on beef since the mandatory COOL's been implemented. So there's a lot of reasons to stay the course, and we shouldn't just cut and run. And there's so many facts, Scott, I don't know if we can get them all in the amount of time we have here, but, you know, COOL has been around for a long time. And the reason that, the push to get rid of COOL is coming from the corporate side of the issue. And if you look at JBS's quarterly earnings statement, last quarter there was record amount of profits in the billions that they made, and they're projected this year to be way above and beyond. And they like to move product wherever they can make the most money. And like JBS is worldwide player and the biggest packer, like in Australia, for example, there's only two packers. JBS is one of them. They're the main packer in South America, and their push is also to open up the South American product in here. And
tell me, Dwight, are you suggesting that this is something covert's going on here with JBS? Is that what you mean by that?
JBS is, you know, the Packers have a lot of influence on what goes on with NCBA. Their direction is pretty much follows their policy, and they've been able to convince the people to go along with them. And
isn't the real problem here that the WTO four times has ruled this to be a violation of our trade agreement?
WTO, the appellate committee that ruled on this, I believe, three members, and one of them is from Mexico. That's a direct violation of what should have been done. He sat on and ruled on behalf of it. It'd be like if the United States would have had a member on there. It wouldn't be right. And, I don't think we get a fair shake in the WTO, and you have Iran and
is there another way to skin this animal? Is there another way to say, okay, let's is this about Canadian and Mexican beef in your mind, or would a North American brand be a better approach?
No, I think we raise, Scott, the best product in the world is probably growing right here in North Dakota. Our beef is sought highly overseas. If the northern feeder cattle, if the packing states would rather buy cattle out of North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana than anywhere in the world, to be honest with you. And as you look how our cattle grade, and those cattle are, Oriel Samuelson was here last week, and he spends a lot of time overseas, and he says when the West Coast docker strike was in place, they couldn't get our product shipped over, and they just want it really bad. And so our high-end cuts are, and we need to label that and be proud of labeling that and be able to capture some of the product. And, we actually push to try to spend some of that increase in the checkoff dollar to label North Dakota beef to some extent, to where we could get some recognition for that. I think Nebraska is doing that with their beef, and it's they actually got some of their beef going to Japan and being labeled as Nebraska beef, and it's.
I like that idea. I like that idea. Yeah. There we go. Now we fly the flag for North Dakota, right?
Commissions overseas, and we suggested putting some of that money through the Ag Department to try to label
our
product.
One of the things that Congressman Kramer brought up is the cost of this, and then the benefit for it, and cited some examples where if you ask people, do they want American beef? 90% say yes, and then you follow them into the grocery store, and they go to the cheapest price. And aren't even looking. And his point was that is not worth the expenditure. What do you say to that?
The cost is less than a half a cent a pound. So if you buy a pound of hamburger, at the most, it's going to cost you a half a penny. For me, I think that's well worth the cost of it. The study I think is flawed, and they're able to a lot of contract dollars. NCBA gets probably 97% of the checkoff dollars, and and K-State gets a lot of that money. So whenever they want something done, they go to K-State. And those, and they probably, if you stand in the grocery store and follow the right person to the back of the packing, to the meat counter, he's going to buy the cheapest product. But if you it depends on who you target.
All right, there's a couple of calls here for you.
If you study to say that 90% of the people want it, and also there's a study out to show that our product, for the Canadian product has to be sold $1.05 under ours to get the same amount of acceptance from the consumer.
A couple of calls waiting to chat with you here. Let's go to Warren and Yackel first. Where are you calling from, Warren?
I'm from Yackel.
From Gackle, yeah, okay. I saw Yackle, and I thought, I don't know where Yackle is. Now I know where Gackle is. All right, Warren, go ahead.
Morning, Dwight. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. Just a couple questions, maybe, or comments. First of all, a number of years ago, Dwight, I was in a meeting in Rapid City, South Dakota, that had to do with the National Animal Identification System, which is completely different than COOL, but at that time, your organization was dead set against any government-mandated program. My first question is, why are you in favor of COOL when it's a government-mandated program versus a voluntary program?
It's the only way that it could be properly done is if you're going to label everything. Four packers kill about 90% of the beef in this country. It's pretty hard for us to voluntarily prove them. And the consumer wants the information. I mean, the more information you can put on the label, whether it's hormone-free or antibiotic-free or how it was raised, that's consumer is wants to know that information. As far as animal ID, now in Australia, they actually label their product all the way to the restaurant. They can trace it back to the ranch. And I think the whole animal ID thing has come full circle. And we're required to do animal disease traceability now as far as animal health has become huge, in light of their, BSE cases in Canada and avian influenza cases. I mean, and now with the fact of trying to trade with South America and bring that beef in here, we need to have traceability. And if you don't label the product, you don't have any traceability. If there was a disease outbreak of, say, foot and mouth or BSD or whatever it may be, your product may still be able to be accepted by the consumer if you don't label it.
All right, we're going to have to take a break here. Hang on a sec, if you would. Warren, appreciate the call. Nice to hear from Gackle today. We'll continue with more with Dwight Keller from IBAN on What's on Your Mind. More of your calls after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
all North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you. They need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Whether you're tuned to 550 K-Fire, the mothership, Voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota at AM 1100, KTGO at 1090 AM, for Stanley and Tioga and Watford City and Ray and Newtown and Williston, and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, North Dakota. iHeartRadio, the app there, or any of the websites. We're just glad you're listening. Thank you very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tuesday we talk ag issues on the program with our partners at the Farm Bureau. And we always get a chance to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Laura, who farms by Grafton, says she's all for GMOs. Tell me why, Laura.
I'm a ninth-generation farmer, and I live on a farm with my husband and our three active young sons. As a farmer, I am passionate about food quality, safety, and nutrition for both my family and for the thousands of other families who consume ingredients produced on our farm. People and cattle have safely eaten trillions of meals with genetically engineered ingredients for 18 years. If genetically engineered foods were unsafe in any way, they would never be sold at all. Technology companies wouldn't make it, FDA wouldn't allow it, and my husband and I wouldn't grow it. I am proud of agricultural biotechnology and what it can do to meet the needs of our growing world.
Laura, I'm proud of you for standing up for what you believe in. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. All of these are on their website, so when you go look for all those great deals for the membership benefits or to take that trip down to New Orleans this December, ndfb.org, you'll find them right there. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. 9 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation on labeling, and specifically on country of origin labeling and rulings recently by the WTO and what the best approach is going forward. Dwight Keller, Vice President of the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is here. The IBAN has a different position than other beef groups on whether it's time to go a different direction on labeling or not. And Warren from Gackle was asking a question before the break. And I think the gist of your answer, Dwight, is you started to sound as though you like the idea of labeling, but maybe private labeling. Because I think Dwight's, well, Warren, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but your point was, you know, IBAN at a time didn't like the idea of government mandates, and now you're calling on the government to go back to this. Is that characterize what you said, Warren?
That's exactly right. I like to look at it like another program, like the Certified Angus Beef Program, which is a private run program, and that program, you know, we have a feed yard at my place, deliver number of cattle in the packing industry every year, and we voluntarily put our black-eyed cattle into that program because there is a financial benefit to that if they get that program. And I guess, you know, the consumer, in my mind, I have a relation in New York City who I've asked her, a cousin of mine, which I've asked her what country of origin of labeling, McCool is, country of origin labeling. She has no idea. And she says when they go to the meat market to buy product, on a fixed income, it has to do with dollars. Dollars is where she spends her money. So in many restaurants, in even Bismarck, Fargo, wherever, you can go where you can buy, when you go to the restaurant, you can get certified Angus beef, which costs, you know, the producer, the consumer more money, but they are confident in that program. And that is a privately run program. So I'm going to hang up and just listen to Dwight answer that. Why do you see COOL having to be implemented, mandatory when, in fact, there's other programs such as CAB that are voluntary? Thank you.
All right, Warren. Go ahead, Dwight.
Sure. Probably the main reason is if Warren and I want to stay in the business, it's hugely important to us as producers to be able to label our product and be able to say what it's there, because we do have the best product in the world. And we're going to fall prey to, they can grow beef a lot cheaper in South America than here. And there's a big push to open that market. And I mean, a huge push. There's two rulings to get right now that have been put out there, which everybody has commented on. One is from Brazil and one is from Argentina, where they want to bring that beef in here. And the reason is the consumer will pay more in this country than anywhere, and we're also the largest consumption of beef per capita than any other country in the world. So it doesn't matter if it's Canada, Australia, or Brazil, they want to target our market. And if we can distinguish our product because of the value of it, we can definitely, you know, keep a capture on a certain percent of that market, because the packer wants to be able to sell people like you, Scott, Brazilian beef for the same price that he sells our beef.
Sure. And isn't a private label the answer to that then?
The packer will not label the product. He would rather not label it. I mean, there will be niche markets, probably, you know, small niche markets, but the private labeling will not work with the small amount of meat packers that we have.
All right.
We have four main meat packers.
Do me a favor, if you would, just hold tight. Can you stay a little longer with us, Dwight?
Yeah, sure.
And I think Larry, the president of iBand, is called in as well, might have something to add there, so we'll add Larry in here. We have Dorothy and Minot. You're next to go with a question to Joe and Stanley and also Jim and Wing. Questions and comments on this issue. We'll keep it going next hour on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.